because she'd been left out of something. Usually she was the captain's partner. Got you a clue, woman, I thought. Lately, he's cutting everybody out. Lady's scar flashed. She was good. I wondered. Was there still some connection with Kina? Did Croker fear there might be? They were not called deceivers for nothing. She calmed herself. She sent for her counsel. Once they gathered, she said, "There were survivors from that battle. Some are still there burying the dead. Catch me a few." Chapter 53. Croker never came to the hidden room. Neither did One Eye, nor even the Radishah, to torment our prisoner. Nobody wakened me. I drifted back there almost without design, perhaps summoned by my body. I'd been gone a long time, longer than the subjective time spent out there. My stretch of introspection must have extended farther than it had seemed. My stomach was roaring, but Mother Goda's baked rocks were all gone. The strangler had gotten the cloth off himself again. He watched me wide-eyed. I got the feeling he'd been about to do something that I would regret. I discovered that he'd managed to work one hand free. "You naughty boy." I took a long pull off the pitcher of water, then fixed him up again. Then I tried to decide whether to risk the labyrinth once more, in an effort to get to some of Mother Goda's lethal chow, or to stay and take yet another look at the wide world through Smoke's eyes while I awaited help.
"Water."
"Sorry, pal. I don't think so. Unless maybe you want to tell me what your buddies are up to." My belly grumbled again. The strangler didn't answer. Weak as he was, his will remained firm. Even ignoring my own presence, it seemed somebody should have come to feed him. It was late. Maybe Mother Goda was asleep and Sari would handle my meal. She didn't cook like she was out for vengeance. I was at the doorway, trying to make up my mind. Was there some way to mark my passage? Some way to follow footprints in the dust? But there was no light. This part of the palace was not in regular use. No one maintained any candles or torches. The lamp in the chamber behind me would be the only light available. Unless I waited till daylight, when the sun would steal in through random cracks and tiny windows. I glanced back at the lamp. It had been burning a long time. No one had been by to fuel it. I ought to see about refilling it before I did anything else. There was a metallic sound from far, far away, come around 100 corners and down the rambling halls. It chilled me despite Taglios's natural heat and humidity.
"Water."
"Shut up." I found a beaker